Well, welcome back on the Radio Oklahoma Network. The U.S. Department of Agriculture launching a new conservation effort to aid monarch butterflies. We're joined by Sarah Haymaker. She's a spokesperson for the Natural Resource Conservation Service. And Sarah, first off, as we talk about this issue, why are monarch butterflies, why are they being targeted?
What we've seen over the last several years is a pretty drastic decline in monarch populations. Once upon a time, numbers were estimated at about a billion in about 1995, and since then our numbers have dropped to 34 million. The way we see monarchs is that they're kind of an indicator of overall ecosystem health, and it's part of a larger North American strategy to address pollinator habitat. Monarchs fit in that category because although they're not significant crop pollinators, the things that we can do for their habitat are also beneficial to, you know, honeybees, native bees, and other pollinators.
And you've announced this whole 10-state effort in Oklahoma, Texas, Kansas, and then furthermore in the Corn Belt also being targeted with this. And so what will this new effort, what will that entail?
So what we're looking at is opportunities to enhance existing rangeland, pasture lands in the southern plains, Oklahoma and Texas, and parts of Kansas, enhance those habitats with high nectar flowering plants that are good for the adult monarchs, as well as, where appropriate, some milkweed species for the caterpillars. As you may know, the caterpillars are completely dependent on the milkweed, and the monarch is a very unique insect in that it does do a migration from Canada to Mexico every year. It's about four generations of insects make that annual migration. And it's very important that along their route that they have appropriate plants, not only for the developing young, but also for the adults that are making that journey all along the route. In the Midwest, we're looking at efforts to incorporate milkweed and high nectar plants in wetland areas. And then again in the southern plains to help farmers and ranchers manage their pastures and rangelands to provide a healthier pollinator habitat.
So as we look at some of these projects, you know, what is that going to mean for Oklahoma and how will that be accomplished?
So for Oklahoma, it's primarily going to be looking at, like I said, the pasture and the rangeland areas. We're looking at prescribed grazing systems, making sure that producers have the right conservation plan resources to utilize their land, not overgrazing, but then maybe looking for opportunities maybe along buffers or waterways where we could incorporate some different kinds of species and make sure that the right kinds of plants are there for the monarch. You know, in the past, milkweed has been seen as quite a nuisance pest plant. You know, eaten in large quantities is not good for the livestock, but there are ways to manage for that without impacting the healthy range and grazing lands for the livestock. So it's all about choosing the right plant species and incorporating that in areas that make the most sense on a producer's farm.
And with these efforts, how soon will these projects begin?
So we're ready to roll out now. The announcement came yesterday of $4 million that's available. Producers can sign up for Environmental Quality Incentives Program. That's where the primary funding is going to come from for working lands. They can sign up in their local field offices, and the field offices are ready. They've had some training and are aware of this new opportunity. So applications can be taken anytime. Every state and field office may have a different batching period for applications, but we do accept applications on a continuous basis. And then beyond EQIP, we have the Conservation Stewardship Program. And later after, in the first part of the calendar year of 2016, in the Conservation Stewardship Program, there will be enhancements available for participants in the Stewardship Program that are interested also in developing monarch habitat. And that will be available nationwide, not just in Oklahoma, Texas, and the other eight states.
So it sounds like with this project, you're targeting actually new applicants, if you will, versus those that might already have those contracts.
Not necessarily. They would need a new contract to get cost share on this particular practice. But, you know, with a conservation plan, at any time, we can come in and maybe make some adjustments to their plan to incorporate this vital habitat, maybe in what they're already doing. So conservation plans are living, breathing documents, and if somebody is moved by this project to establish high-quality monarch habitat, then we would be glad to take a look at the conservation plan and see how we can make those adjustments to fit this in.
Okay. So for producers, if they're listening to this and are interested in it, what do you tell them? What are their next step forward?
Their next step forward absolutely would be to contact their local NRCS field office or their local soil and water conservation districts to see what we can do to get started down the process of either a conservation plan or signing up for an EQIP contract.
All right. Well, we've been joined by Sarah Haymaker. She's a spokesperson for the Natural Resource Conservation Service. Again, USDA launching a new conservation effort to aid the monarch butterfly across 10 states, including Oklahoma, Texas, Kansas, as well as many others. Contact your local NRCS office for additional details. For the Radio Oklahoma Network and OklahomaFarmReport.com, I'm Leslie.